with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The two presidential campaigns are taking different approaches to the issue of abortion. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton fills us in.
For Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris, abortion access is a central theme of her campaign and a huge applause line.
The freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
But former President Trump is downplaying the significance of abortion in the election.
I don't think it's a big factor anymore, really.
States are now dealing with the issue after the U.S. Supreme Court removed the constitutional right to an abortion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tropical storm Debbie has finally moved out of the U.S. after the storm spent the better part of a week unleashing tornadoes and flooding, damaging homes and taking lives as it moved up the East Coast after first arriving in Florida as a hurricane. Union Pacific Railroad is not holding up their end of the bargain, so says correspondent Ron Taylor.
The union that represents train engineers says Union Pacific is holding back on its promises to make their schedules more predictable. These quality-of-life concerns nearly caused a nationwide rail strike 2 years ago. The nation's largest railroad is telling the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen Union that it's not getting enough work out of its engineers anymore and had to hire more workers than it planned. So Union Pacific wants to tweak the schedule improvement agreements it signed last year. CEO Jim Vena said the railroad will ultimately live up to the deals, but some 60% of its engineers still don't have new schedules. Ron Taylor reporting.
The American men eked out a relay win in the 4x400 meters just 15 minutes before a star-studded U.S. women's team dominated the field on Saturday night to wrap up competition at the Summer Olympic Games in Paris. They were the final two golds of an Olympic track meet dominated by this country. This is SRN News. Louisiana has some new pro-family laws, including some that have been blocked by former Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards, now that Republican Jeff Landry has entered office. Previously vetoed bills have been able to pass and become law. One new statute broadly bars teachers from discussing so-called gender identity and sexual orientation in schools. In addition, the measure prohibits covering those topics during any extracurricular activity, too. A Texas church has not one but two members aboard the International Space Station. Like many astronauts before them, Barry Wilmore and Tracy Dyson brought along their faith when they launched into space. The two are members of Providence Baptist Church. Dyson told the Bible Project podcast earlier this year that, quote, God uses all of us in pretty neat ways. Faith has a long history with NASA. The three astronauts aboard Apollo 8 broadcast their reading from Genesis on Christmas Eve all the way back in 1968. This is SRN News. Well, so much for a Baltimore baby bonus.
A judge in Maryland has ruled a proposed ballot question that would pay new parents $1,000 when they have a child is unconstitutional. Supporters had secured the necessary 10,000 signatures to bring that question to voters as a ballot initiative. But a judge says the bonus removes, quote, all meaningful discretion from the city. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott had asked to have the ballot question known as the baby bonus removed from the November ballot. Jason Walker reporting.
Disney is bestowing legend status on 14 artists to shape the company, including Harrison Ford, Angela Bassett, and Miley Cyrus. Tonight's honorees, the company says, have made a, quote, significant impact on Disney legacy. They include composer John Williams, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Kelly Ripa, amongst several others. This is SRN News.